For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Governor Jay Nixon is asking the state's Republican-led legislature to bar discrimination based on sexual orientation. But the measure's chances of passing are unclear. Some Republicans expressed caution today and criticized Nixon for championing the proposal while ignoring other policy initiatives. Current state law prohibits discrimination in employment based on race, color, religion, national origin, ancestry, sex, and disability. Many Democrats applauded Nixon for including the proposal among his priorities outlined in the State of the State address Tuesday night. Legislation to bar discrimination based on sexual orientation passed the Senate on the last day of session last year, but never received a House vote. At least one House member, Ann Zurr of St. Charles, said she was glad Nixon pushed for the measure in his speech. The attorney for Missouri death row inmate Herbert Smoles, scheduled to die by injection on January 29th, has asked a federal court for a 60-day stay of execution over concerns about the execution drug. Attorney Cheryl Pilot filed the motion for a stay on Tuesday with U.S. District Court in Jefferson City. A spokesperson for Attorney General Chris Koster says the state will respond by Friday, but otherwise declined comment. Smoles was sentenced to death for killing a St. Louis County jeweler in 1991. He would be the third Missouri death row inmate to be executed since November. Pilot cites concerns over Missouri's use of the drug pentobarbital, manufactured by an unnamed compounding pharmacy. She says Smoles would be at, quote, grave risk of suffering excruciating pain during the execution. Missouri women would have to wait 72 hours after seeing a doctor before an abortion could be performed under legislation being considered by the House Health Care Policy Committee. The panel heard testimony today from supporters how the bill would give women more time to think before terminating a pregnancy. Opponents argued the measure would be just a logistical delay designed to push women further into pregnancy before having an abortion, which can increase risk. Under current law, a woman must wait 24 hours after seeing a doctor before an abortion can take place. Only South Dakota and Utah require 72-hour waiting periods. The committee took no action on the legislation today. On his first stop since proposing $278 million for K-12 classrooms during his State of the State address, Governor Jay Nixon sought support in Springfield today for his Good Schools, Good Jobs initiative. Scott Harvey reports.
The large boost in funding is aided by the Democratic governor's belief in strong economic growth next fiscal year, calling budget estimate differences, quote, relatively small. Nixon's budget assumes revenue growth of 5.2%, while the Republican-led legislature is expected to budget based on a 4.2% estimate.
I don't want folks to lose their eyes on the prize by having some political discourse about a prediction of what might happen in 16 or 18 months.
The governor added that he's confident in being able to move forward with the legislature on the revenue issue. Nixon says his funding model would put the state on track to fully fund the foundation formula next year. I'm Scott Harvey.
For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.